Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Police are investigating a shooting as a suspect tried to escape the cops after a car meet. This comes as Philly police have made a point of cracking down on these kinds of gatherings. KYW's Vic Raghupathy has more on the chaotic incident, which left a cop injured.
It all started around 11:15 p.m. on Saturday, January 11th, when Philly police rolled up to a Target parking lot on Monument Street in Strawberry Mansion after learning of a car meet there. A PPD lieutenant recognized a red Chevy Camaro with Florida plates that officials say has been consistently present at these meetups. Cops chased the driver, later identified as 22-year-old Karan Banks, down the Schuylkill eastbound, but he escaped. That is, until 2 a.m., when two officers assigned to the car meet detail saw the Camaro in North Philly on Master Street facing 9th. As they pulled up and walked toward the car, Banks reversed and peeled out, hitting a 36-year-old female officer. She fell to the ground and hit her head and has since been released from the hospital. The other cop shot at the Camaro's passenger side window while it fled with officers in pursuit down I-95 South. Police say Banks made two U-turns in standstill traffic, hitting civilian cars and a police vehicle. Police stopped the chase at that point. Upper Darby police ended up finding the Camaro, which Philly police now have. Officials found Banks in a nearby hospital with a gunshot wound to the neck in stable condition. He's been hit with a number of charges, including assault and fleeing from the cops. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.